This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Residents of Metro Denver can visit a new drive-up COVID-19 testing site starting tomorrow. It's meant for people with symptoms or had contact with someone who's positive. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says social distancing and face masks helped limit the spread of coronavirus, but
it is also clear that the more we're able to test people, the more we're able to isolate those with infections and build confidence in our homes and workplaces to contain outbreaks. Opening up the economy safely means testing.
The site will be at the Pepsi Center, where the Nuggets and Avalanche usually play. Anyone who wants to be tested have to register online at denvergov.org. RTD passengers are hesitant to get back on board. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
RTD surveyed more than 2,500 passengers, and two-thirds of them say they'll take a wait-and-see approach before getting back on buses and trains. They also said that a big decrease in coronavirus cases and a vaccine would help them feel more comfortable riding. Those results, while not scientific, do suggest that RTD may have a long road back to pre-pandemic numbers. Ridership is down about 70% since the coronavirus hit Metro Denver in March. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Slight chance of thunderstorms along the Front Range tonight. It'll be partly cloudy for the western slope and clear skies for the central mountains. 71 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.